Thank you for joining our Daf HaShavua podcast. I hope you enjoy. We're going to begin with Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Lifnei Yedein Shel Ovdei Kochavim Shlosha Yamim Asher Laseis V'Laseisi Mahem L'Hashilan V'Lishol Mehen L'Halvoson V'Lilvos Mehen L'Foran V'Lifro Mehen. 3 days prior to the holiday of an idolater, it is prohibited to conduct business with him, to lend him an item, to borrow items from him, to lend him money, to borrow money from him, to pay off a debt to him, and to collect money from him. And the question is why? Why did the Chachamim enact this rabbinic prohibition, this Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, to conduct any business with him? The Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph discusses it and offers two suggestions. One reason behind the Gezeirah D'Rabbanan to conduct business with them is based on the idea that the idolater will give thanks to his deity when business is conducted with the Jew just a few days before his holiday. He'll give thanks to his deity because he was successful in his business practice. And therefore, the Jew will be in violation of the prohibition mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, v'shem Elohim acherim lo yitzazkiru, lo yishama al picha, that a Jew is not allowed to cause another person to give thanks to their deity. That's one suggestion. The other suggestion that the Gemara presents is that the Jew will be in violation of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, that they'll be placing a stumbling block in front of the idolater. Why is that? Because the idolater will need to purchase an animal to shecht in honor of his deity on the day of the holiday. So 3 days prior to the holiday, he's going to purchase it from the Jew, and as a result, the Jew is going to cause the idolater to serve his deity, which is a violation of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach that even the idolater is prohibited from doing, and therefore you're placing a stumbling block in front of him. Those are the two options. Interestingly enough, Rashi on our Mishnah only presents one of the options. The Rashi presents the reason as simply that the idolater is going to give thanks to his deity on the day of the holiday in violation of V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru Lo Yishama Al Picha. And the truth is, as you will see in the Gemara later on Daf Vav, that the Gemara seems to conclude that that is the correct approach. And if you look in Kuf Mem Ches in Yoredeya, the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim all seem to take that approach, that the prohibition behind doing business with an idolater is based on the concern of causing the idolater to give thanks to his deity through your actions. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda argues slightly with the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nifrain Mehen, Mipnei Shemetzer Hulo. Rabbi Yehuda, though he agrees in principle with all the prohibitions of conducting business with an idolater, he does say that you are allowed to collect a debt from the idolater because it's distressing for him. That's not going to cause him to give thanks to his deity that he lost money. He's going to be sad. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with collecting money from him 3 days leading up to the holiday. Amru lo, but the Chachamim responded, no, it's still prohibited. Why? Afalpi shemeitzerhu achshav sameichu l'achar zman. That even though right now he's distressed, 3, 2, or even a day leading up to the holiday, but achar zman, the next day, the day of the holiday, he's going to be happy. And as a result, he'll give thanks to his deity that he was able to pay off the debt and he doesn't have to worry about it any longer. Now the Mefarshim have, or the Gemara, is going to get into a discussion about a number of questions on our Mishnah. One of which is the following question. It seems rather arbitrary that the Mishnah is telling us only 3 days prior to the holiday is there a prohibition to conduct business. Why 3? Why not 4? Why not only 2? Why not 20? Why not a month? So the Gemara is going to discuss why specifically 3. And the other question is, when the Mishnah says 3 days prior to the holiday, does that mean 3 days including the holiday or 3 days not including the holiday? In other words, is there a 4-day prohibition? It's 3 days leading up to the holiday and then the holiday itself? Or maybe it's 3 days total including the holiday? And the other thing that we're going to discuss perhaps on the Digging Deeper podcast, which we would release for the last shiur of the week, is why I constantly refer to an Ove Kochavim as an idolater, and I don't use that term to refer to a non-Jew or someone else. So Ove Kochavim does mean someone who worships idols, and therefore it is an idolater, but it is going to have ramifications to explain, now how do we deal, does this halacha apply to someone who's not Jewish or only to an idolater? And if someone is Christian, are they considered idolaters for halachic purposes or not? So these are all interesting questions that the Mefarshim deal with, and we'll get there, hopefully, when we dig deep. But now we're going to begin the Gemara. So all those questions that I mentioned before are going to be discussed, but they're not going to be discussed until Daf Vav. We're still on Daf Beis. We're going into more agadic material for the next couple of weeks. So let us begin. Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel argue on the following minor detail in our Mishnah. Chad tani eideyen v'chad tani eideyen. One believes that the word eideyen in our Mishnah should be spelled with an aleph, and one says that the word eideyen in our Mishnah should be spelled with an ayin. Eideyen we translated as holiday, and now they're arguing about whether it's spelled with an aleph or an ayin, and we'll see why. Mandatani eideyen lo mishtabish, mandatani eideyen lo mishtabish. The truth is that whether you believe it should be spelled with an aleph or an ayin, there isn't any practical halachic ramification. There isn't any halachic difference, but nevertheless, it's important to determine which one is most accurate. So, man datani eideyan lo mishtabish, the one who says eideyan should be spelled with an aleph, is not making a mistake, because he has a verse to support his claim. Ki karov yom eidam. The verse says, yom eidam, the day of destruction is near, and we compare, and the Edom is spelled with an aleph. Edom and Edehen are similar. It's an idolatrous holiday, and we await the day of the destruction of idolaters. Umandatani Edehen lo mishtabish, and the one who says that Edehen should be spelled with an ayin is also not making a mistake. Tichsiv, yitnu Edehem v'yitztaku. That here, at least, we're understanding it in a more of a rhetorical kind of manner, that do you believe that the idolaters will be able to bring witnesses and be vindicated for their idolatry? Of course not. They're not going to be vindicated. Their testimony is going to be used against them. And therefore, eideyan should be spelled with an ayin. And now the Gemara asks, uman detani eideyan, my time alotani eideyan. Well, why is the rabbi who's insistent that it should be spelled with an aleph doesn't believe it should be spelled with an ayin? Amar lecha, because I'll tell you, very simple, tavra adif. It's better to focus on the destruction. We yearn for the destruction of idols, and that's why the eideyan should be spelled with an aleph. Uman detani eideyan, my time alotani eideyan. And the one who's insistent that eideyan should be spelled with an ayin, why doesn't he entertain the possibility that it should be spelled with an aleph? Amr lecha, because he will tell you, man kagarim luhu tavra, what's going to cause that destruction of the idols which we are yearning for? Edus shehi'idu be'atzman. It's the testimony that they are going to be self-incriminating against themselves, and that's what's going to help us. Hilkach, therefore, edus adifa. Therefore, the testimony is stronger, and that's why the word eideyan should be spelled with an ayin. And now the Gemara continues and asks, v'hai yitnu eideyan v'yitztaku bovdi kachavim kasiv? Are you sure that that verse to support the idea of an ayin for eideyan, that the testimony with the idolaters will testify and will be vindicated, do you think that's referring to an idolater? No, habi Yisrael kasiv. That's actually referring to a Yisrael. It's said in a Jewish context. To Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, because Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, kol mitzvos she Yisrael osin ba'olam hazeh ba'os umi'idos lehem lo'olam haba. That all mitzvos that a Jew does in this world will come testify on his behalf in the next world. Shene'emar, as the verse says, yitnu eideyan v'yitztaku. They will testify, they will bring their testimony, and they will be vindicated. Not said rhetorically. Elu Yisrael, that refers to the Jewish people. Yishmu v'yomru emes. They will be heard, or they will hear it, and they will agree that this is the truth. Elo ovdi kachavim, that's a reference to the idolaters, that even the idolaters will admit that the Jewish people that the Jewish person who was committed to keeping the mitzvos in Olam Hazeh will deserve schar in Olam Haba. If that's the case, we're short for a source, according to the opinion who says that a dayan in our Mishnah must be spelled with an ayin, where's his source? We don't have it. So El Amar Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yehoshua. So Rav Huna comes along and offers another possibility. Man da Amar a dayan, the one who says that a dayan should be spelled with an ayin in our Mishnah Mehacha, he bases it on the following verse, Yotzrei Fesel Kulam Tohu, those who fashion idols, they're completely empty, V'chamudeyem, and that which they like, that which they adore, Bal Yo'ilu, it's never going to help them, Ve'edeyen Hema, and they will testify that it's not going to help them, and they will be incriminated based on their desire to fashion idols.